Well, this is the time of the year for gifts. There are all kinds of gifts. We give them, we receive them, we hear about them. And if you're like us, you reminisce about gifts that you've received in the past. And most of the time, you have nothing but delight. But then every once in a while, I think most of us have some familiarity with this at some point where someone gives you something that simply doesn't fit. Sometimes it's a garment that comes from someone who forgets that you are no longer 12, you are now 15, which for most of us is a time where we change size rather dramatically. I know I certainly did, not quite as dramatic as some of my brothers, but the difference between me at 12 and the difference and me at 15 was fairly significant. And I find it fascinating that of all the things that that could be mentioned about Samuel, I've always really enjoyed this part where his mother made him a new robe every year, because obviously he grew and he needed something new that fit. Small grace note, if you will, on the care that we can take for each other. But all of us, I think, have received some gift that we just don't, well, it just doesn't fit. Either it physically doesn't fit, getting a sweater that perhaps might fit one of your legs but not your body is just one of those things that happens sometimes, or you get things that are tremendously too large, whatever the case might be. And sometimes you get gifts that you don't even really know what to do with. As I think I've told you the story before, when Heather and I were first married, one of Heather's sisters is a travel agent, and a very good one. And at that time, she was working in Yellowknife. And if you want to get anywhere, of course, in Yellowknife, you're going to have to fly somewhere, even if it's just Edmonton. And so she did quite well. And one of the things that she did with her better clients, or at least people that she knew well, was she asked them to bring back some little something for her sister. And so one Christmas, we got this laundry basket overflowing with little things that people had picked up. Yeah, they were all quite small, but there were so many of them. And they were wonderful. There was different kinds of coffee, and it was mostly food kinds of things. All kinds of different infused honey, and it was just lovely. And then a number of things we had no idea what they were, because there was no English on the packaging. And so you'd have just a tube of something. It looked like a toothpaste tube. And we, call us cowards. We never did find out what was in some of them. We didn't have the nerve to open. And so those gifts, wonderful as were, those didn't fit. So sometimes the gifts that we get don't fit, not because they're a physical thing. They just don't work with us. Giving people books that they're never going to read because it's just not interesting. Well, that's just the risk we take, because no matter how well we know each other, we don't know everything about each other, and sometimes we just don't get it right. And as I was looking at the texts for this week, for this first Christmas first Sunday of the Christmas season, I was reflecting on gifts that fit. And I went to Colossians, which I don't think is too much of a surprise. And I really enjoy the fact that in a number of the translations I looked at, or that I'm aware of, we read, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves." And I love the image of clothing. It's something that we put on. Obviously, it's more than that. It's not just something that we slip on like a suit jacket and take off whenever we feel like it. But clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Well, those are gifts that fit everyone. The gifts that we receive from the Holy Spirit, the spiritual gifts we get, are more specific to each of us. And those also fit very well, but that's not so much what I'm thinking of. I'm looking at where Paul, writing to the Colossians, says, here are these things that you now have. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And he talks about other things as well, but it's a good reminder to me that these things are available to us all. They've been given to us all. And they've been given to people who are in a relationship with God through Jesus in a special way. For those of us who identify ourselves as Christians, we've been We've been given these things even more than they've been given to everybody, because compassion and kindness and all those aren't specific to followers of Jesus. People who are quite sure they're not followers of Jesus at all still act kind, still exercise compassion. We see that especially at this time of year. People that we work with who ordinarily are, well, you wouldn't want to go so far as to call them selfish, but they're keenly aware of their own needs. Let's leave it at that. At Christmas are often found making donations to the things that come around at an office, or perhaps as they see the Salvation Army bell and kettle and mall and they put some money in there. These aren't just for people who are in that relationship with God, but we have them in a special way. And they're available to us because we have an understanding of what's been given to us. And here at Christmas, we're reminded again of how much God loves us, where he sent his Son to come and be with us. And we celebrate that at this time of year. I mean, birth is a wonderful thing. Having a grandchild arriving on Christmas Eve adds a new sense of, that's what it's like. That wonder of new life. And then to know from our perspective that life that came to Mary and Joseph was so much more than the delight of any new baby. And became so much more. And through Jesus, we have this access to the good things that come from God in a way that's even more so than what other people have. But one of the things that we need to do with these gifts that fit everyone, that fit us, we have to put them on. I didn't do any in-depth study of the Greek word that we've translated as clothe. This week is, well, it's busy. That's just the way it is. It's lovely with its busyness, but it's still busy. But I'm pretty sure that that's a verb in every language that we're likely to run across. And that one of the things that Paul is telling us is that we have these things. We have compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness. We have the ability to bear with each other and forgive each other. But we have to actually do them. We have to actually put them on. I suspect many of us have had the experience of giving somebody a gift that they never really open. And some people, it's you're not always sure why. You give somebody a gift and you find out later that even though you're fairly certain it didn't offend them in any way, they made no use of it. They never opened the box of chocolates to eat them. They never put on the sweater or whatever it might have been. They never wore the scarf that you made, and you don't really know why. Well, sometimes you ask and sometimes it's forgotten, whatever it might be. A gift that is given and never used, well, the gift is still the gift. And the gifts that we are given are still there. There's never a time when we don't have those gifts. But God, in his infinite mercy and in his deep respect for us as volitional beings with meaningful choice, has given us many of these gifts that we can then choose to put on or not as we wish. And Paul is reminding the Colossians, and through his words to them, reminding us that we need to do something with these gifts that we've been given. We need to do something with the new or renewed understanding we have of God's love for us at this time of the year. And the image he uses is taking these things and putting them on. Not just leaving compassion and gentleness and patience in the closet waiting for the perfect day to wear them, but to be reminded that this is something that we can put on every day and that we should. And he even reminds us in verse 14 that as we begin with those, over all of them. We put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. It's not that if we don't carefully think about loving people, we will forget and will be randomly hateful. That's not what Paul is talking about. What Paul is telling the people in Colossae and what he's telling us is that we are God's chosen people. That there's something special about about us that comes with that relationship. It changes who we are. In the same way that when we become married, we are a new kind of us. And in this relationship, some things came with it. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then over top of those, we need to also put on love, because we have been loved by Him. Because that's how it begins. God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. This love that you now understand in a new way that has come to you through Jesus needs to be extended to the people around us. And once again, Paul isn't telling us something that's brand new, really, but he's reminding us that we have a responsibility to put these things upon us, to act in these ways, and to do them not out of a sense simply of duty, or not out of a sense that if we do this, we will then earn things or earn points with God. But we do them because we love people. And we love people because we are loved ourselves. It's hard to love people when you don't know what love is. And for anyone who's worked with troubled youth or people who have come through very difficult upbringings, you know how hard it is for them to understand what it means to love somebody else, because they've never experienced it that they know of. Well, we have. We know that when Christ came, it was because He loved us. And He came to be one of us, to demonstrate that love in an unmistakable way. And because we've seen that love and we experience that love directed towards us, Paul says, do these things. Not because they're foreign to you. Not because they're commands in the sense that you're somehow going to be in trouble if you don't. But remember that because God loved you so much, you can love those people around you. You can take these gifts of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and you can put them on because they fit us all. And then over top of those, you can put on love, which pulls them together in perfect unity. And we can take the gifts that we've been given, gifts that we're perhaps more conscious of at this time of year than at other times, and then extend those same gifts to those around us. Because the gifts that fit us fit those people around us too. And we can extend them in the same way that they've been given to us. This is a wonderful time of the year where we often see the best in people. And it reminds us that there's that spark in us all. And it's a good reminder to us as well that all of these gifts that we can put on are acts of volition, are things that we choose to do, highlighting what's best in us at this time of the year and at every time of the year. Amen.